Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much, Kevin Hagelin. I really appreciate the introduction. How much is your name worth? 877-881-1053. Now, I did also learn in the few moments ago that Utah can't keep the Coyotes' name because part of the sale agreement was
so they get a new owner, so they keeps, get their new team.
Owner keeps name and likeness in case he wants another
one. That's right.
Also, so, I wonder if would the Yetis as a name infringe at all on the Yeti brand and if they would like try and fight against that.
That's a tough. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, that's a good question there. So anyway, so we'll continue to monitor what they're doing up there in Utah.
Is a Yeti real?
Have you ever seen one?
Nope.
Have you ever seen a Yeti?
No. Because I had to think about it, but no.
Because if it's real, it feels like you would argue against the trademark and be like, but it's this.
We've had one Bigfoot sighting. Or is it everybody's like, I think I've seen him.
Have we?
We have one proof of footage, right? That old grainy footage from way back in the day. Other than that, did I have a dream the other night that I saw Bigfoot? That must be what happened.
I don't know.
You're not in my
I thought dream. You cataloged his dreams.
No.
Huh. Kevin did have a dream.
Another horrible dream.
That a lot of people were coming up to you and kissing you on the mouth, but they would cover up.
Yeah.
Your mouth with their hand and then kiss you.
That just seems hygienic. I appreciate that.
I thought it was also insight into how you don't tell us about your personal life.
Oh, wow. Look at you being a dream interpreter.
Yeah.
Kevin, I found these messages. Reggie, you can do your thing, homie.
Thanks, man.
A recently married woman wanted to update her Instagram handle with the new, hey, this is my first name and last name.
Gotcha.
Her name is Catherine Driscoll.
How is that last spelled?
Asplund.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Because it feels like it's spelled M-M.
A-S-P-L-U-N-D-H. Does that sound like Asplund to you?
It does.
Right. She married into the Cabot Asplund family. And so she wanted to change her Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Asplund does vegetation management, engineering, utility infrastructure businesses, and are one of the top 100 private companies in the U.S. worth over $5.42 billion.
All right, I'm going to stop laughing.
I think you should laugh more.
That's a lot.
But she wanted to change her name on Instagram. So she hops on Instagram, types in Asplund, and finds out there's already somebody out there with this name.
What?
So she reaches out. Hi, was wondering if I could purchase your username from you. Just got married, and this is my new name. Person responds, hi, congratulations, that's my name too. I just Googled, and it said selling my username would get me banned from Instagram.
What? I didn't know that.
So Asplund replies back, and I could be saying this wrong. I'm just going to start saying Catherine from now on.
I could see that being.
I purchased my username in the past. That's not true. Celebrities do it all the time. That's how they all have their handles as their full names. Not all of them. I mean, I'm a celebrity. I didn't purchase it. So weird. I didn't know there was another Asplund out there. There's no Catherine Asplund in our family. I see that you're not active on here, but started Instagram in 2018, but changed your new username 3 times. Is there any way I can get you to change your username 1 more time? Response, this is my Finsta. I use it for private stories. I don't want to get banned. Sorry. As Catherine then responds, mm-hmm. I actually don't believe that your name is Catherine Asplund.
Oh my God.
Who would make their Finsta their actual name? I reported you to Instagram and they're actually able to tell me your real name. I really hope I don't know you because it's going to be embarrassing for you.
Wow, this is really taking a turn.
Person responds, Catherine. You can report me. Catherine responds, just did, and my fiance did too. You're asking me to do something to get my account banned.
Pause.
Uh-huh.
Her fiance, not her husband.
Yep.
Hence, that is not her name.
Yep. You're asking me to do something to get my account banned. I doubt Instagram would take that lightly. I'm asking you to change your username because you are pretending to be someone you're not. My name is Catherine. Which is illegal. Nope. You asked to purchase my username, which goes against Instagram rules. I just reported you.
This is an incredible dramatic reading.
Man, we need more.
Screenshot of all the Catherine or Katrina Asplunds out there. The family I just married into is the only Asplund family in the U.S.
Oh.
Response, I'm not American.
Oh!
Got him, coach.
That is a weird thing to say as if folks outside of America don't exist.
I mean, don't we always act like that, though?
Never.
Catherine then responds, do you have proof this is your name? I would love to see that. In which here is a response back from the other person. Why do I have to send you any proof of who I am? This is my account. I've had it since 18. I'm sorry we share the same name. But just because you got married doesn't mean that you can have it. If you were nice, I would have considered giving it to you for free. But you weren't. I reported you for asking me to sell my account. Have a good day.
I love it. I love it.
From the 206. Wait, what are we talking about here?
Yeah, this is something that happened on Instagram. But there's more.
My goodness, that was a lot.
So, the internet being what it is.
Just by the way, this is already one of my favorite editions ever of the C Block.
The internet people out there who do what internet people do.
Yep.
Found her TikTok and gleefully snatched up an old video of her talking about how tacky it was when women changed their last names on social media too soon. People have also come out of the woodwork from her hometown and don't have the kindest things to say, but even better, the internet continued to pile on, Kevin. And I appreciate Barstool for giving me this content.
Gross.
By creating no less than 51 other Catherine Asplund accounts so far. So the internet
that
just
lady
said,
does sound kind of sound like the worst.
They just went out there and created 51 new accounts that are like, you're never getting any of these.
Your Asplund 52 or whatever.
Underscore.
Yeah, underscore.
To which that brings me to my original question.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How much is your name worth? At what point would you have said, I don't care if I get banned from Instagram, I'll come up with a new name, and I'll take your money.
All right.
This is a billionaire, dude.
I have a story. So when my wife was pregnant, a person that I get along with very well asked what the naming rights to the baby would be. We were offered $5,000. Maybe they were joking. Maybe they're serious. They can make some wild purchases. And
this baby right here?
I love this person.
Globe Life Hagelin.
And they offered $5,000. I was like, well, that's way too low. Plus, I don't think my wife would go for it under probably most any circumstances, but I knew I couldn't go to the table with $5,000.
Yeah.
And
I agree.
And
I've got it. You got to give me an offer I can take to my boss.
Yes.
Pretty much. And I said it's a minimum of $200,000, and that was for a period of time. We hadn't really worked out the rest of the wrinkles there. But
I love this concept, Reggie, of selling your naming rights to your kid every 5 years. Like,
yeah, because what are the most profitable years of a child's life when it comes to the name?
Yes. But it feels like first introduction to the world. It's going to be, you know, baby pictures.
Sure.
You're really taking part in everything that the little kid does.
Possibility that you can get this on the birth certificate.
Yes. Yeah, that possibility stands there too. Now they're 5 years old, and you got from 5 to 10 where they're being more active. They're playing sports. They're starting to get into sports.
They're walking up to people in the grocery store. Hi, my name is.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Slim Shady.
That's right.
And then I feel like there's that window between 10 and 18 that nobody wants. Like, because what are you doing? You're announcing that they got their driver's license. Maybe they play some good things in sports, but nobody wants those teenage years.
There's another year that you should look at that's not the best.
What year is that?
When they're about to turn 2.
No, again! Everybody loves the 2-year-old because they don't have to deal with all the stuff that they're
dealing
with.
Point. That is a
but
good
if you're,
point.
But based on like marketing, you want the toddler years, you want the 0 to 5, and then you want right around graduation time because everybody's posting and talking about the kid at graduation and prom and stuff like that.
Corey, I think that we've got an expert here on the Twitch that says kids are profitable up until 4th grade, diminishing returns after that.
Okay.
All right. There you go.
That makes sense.
And then other people with feedback from your story from the 512, my wife sold her Instagram name and page for $15,000 2 years ago. And then another person from the 903, my name is Cody Johnson. Do you understand the nonsense I go through?
No. Is there a Cody Johnson out there?
I don't know. Or like C. Johnson or just having the last name.
I mean, I can one up you there. One of my really good friends, his name is Jimmy Johnson.
Wow. Ooh,
sandwich guy.
Yeah. Really freaky fast delivery.
Would you ever open a hardware store called That's What She Sawed?
Hey, that's a solid. Okay. That's a solid A minus. I think you're in that same vein. Okay. Yeah.
I would like now to turn our attention to Kevin, who has been on a hot streak.
Oh man!
Every show that Kevin has suggested to me in the last 2 or 3 months, he has delivered. And recently, most recently, he said, "Hey, check out Conan Must Go." Conan Must Go, I laughed so hard during the Argentina episode that it was just phenomenal. And okay, Cody Johnson, the country star. I wasn't thinking about that. My apologies. I laughed so hard, Kevin. I was like, this is great. So the other night, my wife, every time I pull up Netflix, she goes, I want to watch this show. And I kept going, Kevin said you're either going to love it or hate it.
Yeah.
Something along those lines is what you said.
I think it's awesome, but it's a lot.
It's a show called Baby Reindeer. And if you haven't watched Baby Reindeer,
it goes like this. Baby Reindeer.
There's very few things that upbeat in that show.
Mm.
This show is probably the most effed up thing that I've watched in a long time. I'm only 3 episodes in. I'm terrified of what's coming next. But this is a scene where the two lead characters in this are brilliant.
I agreed.
Phenomenal acting. This is a scene where the guy finds out that this chick is following him. And he has to have a talk with her. And here's how it goes.
I'm not playing here, Martha.
Yes, you are, Mr. Blobby.
What the f*** are you doing?
Do you like Mr. Blobby? I'm Mrs. Blobby, because I'm always on the blob. Tag.
Get off me, Martha.
Tag.
F*** off.
Tag.
I'm serious, Martha. Get off me. I'm not messing here, all right? Keep your hands to yourself. Oh, f*** sake. I'm serious, Martha. Stop right now. F***ing back off. Martha. Martha, what are you doing?
Tag.
What the f*** are you doing, Martha? I told you to stop, Martha. I'm serious. Keep your f***ing hands to yourself.
Keep still.
And that's when she was touching his crotch. That being said, yeah, that's what was happening.
That
there.
Lady is amazing.
It's terrifying.
In the show.
It's terrifying. But and
somebody the guy
said,
is really good too.
Somebody said it's like watching a slow motion car wreck 30 minutes at a time. And I can see that too. You're seeing something like it is unfolding. There is a psychopath there. I don't know how this thing is going to end. I have zero clue.
Yeah.
There are other storylines that if you get caught up in that stuff, that's great. I mean, okay, if that's what affects you, I'm sorry. But it is messed up.
Yeah.
And Kevin, I don't know.
What you're saying.
You have been on such a good streak that I don't know if I can't decide if you are still on a good streak because the show is so well done.
I warned you. It's really good, but it's a lot. I remember because I watched it with Jess and I was like, hey, I want to watch this. And we watched the first episode and she was like, oh my God.
Is this true that the guy that's acting, he's the one that this happened to in real life? That's what people are saying here on the fan text.
Oh, dip. I did not know that. The name of the show is Baby Reindeer. It's super popular on Netflix. It's awesome, but it is like so freaking uncomfortable.
It's wild,
so
dude.
We watched the first episode with Jess. I was like, that was awesome. And she goes, I have never been that uncomfortable in my entire life. And I said, do you want to stop watching it? And she said, no.
Yeah. And that's what Adrian said last night. After the third episode, I turned it off and I said, Adrian, you wanted to watch this show. And she goes, and I don't know if I made the best or worst decision because it's good and also weird.
Oh my God. It's so weird.
So there we go. That's where we are right now.
Uncomfortable.
Three episodes in. I'll probably be able to finish it by Monday. So that's my hope. And that's the C block, everybody.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we'll go back to the Rangers doubleheader plus power ranking, the MLB power rankings. I might have one more news and notes tease idea for you. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
0-1. The pitch to Adolis is wrapped down the left field line, headed for the corner, in there for extra bases. A run is home. Around a third goes low. It's a double for Adolis, and the Rangers lead 8-6.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Let's go back to the Rangers doubleheader, and then also we could power rank some power rankings right there. You know, I got to thinking about something that Bobby was talking about in our cross and RJ, and not a lot of the things.
Okay, all right. About.
All this right. is a baseball thing.
I heard he ruined the morning show. So
that is a great drop.
It is.
In terms of the Rangers hitting 15 singles or whatever it was to get to 15
right.
runs.
And he was saying that was boring.
Yes. And perhaps parts of it were not sustainable. One thing that I thought a lot more about was how hitting better with runners in scoring position is something that the Rangers needed and something that could definitely be sustainable. So that's another positive that I take from that. And now all of a sudden, how many times do you guys think the Rangers have scored 10 or more runs this year?
Rangers 10 or more.
Played 39 games.
4.
Okay.
I feel like I'm high there too.
I'm going to go with 5.
6.
Okay.
Now keep in mind.
Was that your guess?
No, that's the answer.
Because I guess 4, yeah. He guessed 5, and then you guessed 6.
That makes sense. Thank you for leading me to the correct answer, gentlemen.
You're welcome.
Makes me feel like you knew the correct answer all along, and that's why we got there. But keep in mind,
I'll never tell.
That's 6 times in 39 games. So once every 6.5 games, you hit 10 runs or more. That's the most in Major League Baseball. I also realized part of that is because in the last week, you've scored 15 runs, 15 runs, and 12 runs.
Mm-hmm.
So that definitely helps. But I've been impressed by some of the pop that you've seen from the Rangers. They get the split in the doubleheader yesterday, have won 5 of their last 6. So it feels like, and they're in first place, feels like they're moving in the right direction. All 9 Rangers starters got a hit in that second game. And then Marcus Semien just continues to be a hitting machine, man.
Yeah, it's nice. It really is nice to see what he's doing.
But the one bad thing that happened in yesterday's game, aside from some of the bullpen hiccups, I get that. David Robertson, he got jobbed out of the immaculate inning.
Oh, no!
Robertson threw 2 innings, gave up no hits, walked 1, and struck out 5. But he threw 9 pitches, all of which charted as strikes. But the umpire called one of the 2 strike pitches a ball. And that would have been 9 pitches, 9 strikes, immaculate inning.
That is the worst.
And there was a great note I saw from Kennedy Landry. She said, I really wish I would have been recording when you heard the noise that he made finding out that he just missed on an immaculate inning.
Knowing his energy, like knowing the, just the way that this guy is about, he's very peppy. You know, he's very excited. He acts like he had his coffee. You know what I mean? He's one of those guys. So I bet whenever he was told, it was something along the lines of, oh, no, are you kidding me?
I killed it with the drama today, Corey. I'm with it.
I think we've come to the point where once a week, if we could get some sort of, you know, Corey's dramatic readings.
Oh, I love dramatic readings.
Somebody
did request that that Mike read the other part. I'm not having to go back and forth. Maybe I just need to be better with my voices. So next time when I do dramatic readings, Kevin, you frequently with the old whiny person, you're like, you said this about somebody.
Wow, maybe that's even better than Kevin's.
I'll let everybody know this is the old whiny person. And then with the other person, I'll just come up with another voice and read it as them.
Okay.
I mean, I'm in on this.
I don't have many voices, though. So
I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're saying oh, my gosh. I feel threatened and also like I have to go do something.
Get to work.
So, yeah. God. Well, you know, boss has always said, we ask him questions, he always says, I'll have to ask Reggie first. So
very true. Very true. And immediately you get from the 3-2-5, our offense is back, but our pitching is gone. I don't think that I agree with that. I realize Jack Leiter had a rough go. Part of that was defense, again, that gave him a rough go. And you probably didn't feel as though this was Michael Lorenzen's best start. But before that, I thought that Jose Urena gave you a very good spot start. Before that, I thought Andrew Heaney was really good. We've talked about how well John Gray has been doing. I realize Yates got touched up in that game as well. So there are some spots when a game here and there where it is not gone super well. And clearly Owen White had some trouble yesterday as well. But
are we done with the Owen White project? That name pops up frequently, and I haven't felt like I've ever gotten a good inning out of him.
Well, because we were kicking this around, because obviously they use Owen White in a lot of relief, like we saw that in spring training as well, is we were talking about like the next go through the rotation and how it's going to kind of bounce around after Gray and Heaney, especially if Dunning is going to need a little bit more time off. And I know Evaldi's coming back, but probably not until the end of next week, or that's not even when he's eligible to come off the injured list, till the end of next week. And so I threw out, do you throw Owen White to start a bullpen day? Do you give Urena another start? Do you just go back to Jack Leiter and make the corresponding move, which I assume would be to, you know,
I got it.
Show the door to Owen White.
Teach him a splitter. Isn't that the key? You just teach him a splitter and everything's fixed.
I mean,
or teach him how to throw a slider.
That
Cole Reagans. I mean, like, that's all we have to do. As long as we can do that, we're fixing them. It's just we can't do it while they're in the minor leagues, because that would be counterproductive of our minor league system, Kevin.
Okay.
Which is, do not teach the guys and develop them.
I mean, that's true. And I see the response of Oakland's not crap. We might be living in the past. You might be living in the past a little bit there. Going into this series, Oakland has played better than anyone could have possibly anticipated. Oakland going into this.
Well, they said Oakland's not crap.
Oh.
So they're saying they're not a bad team.
Oh, okay.
And I think they agree with you here.
Okay. See, because I was interpreting it as they're not crap, as in they aren't any good.
Yeah, maybe okay. I'm interpreting that wrong, but I just feel like.
Appreciate that.
In that stance.
Thank you very much for the heads up. You know who is crap, by the way?
The
Houston
Rockies.
Astros. Oh. The Houston Astros have the second worst record in the American League and the fourth worst record in all of baseball. They've lost four games in a row and are solidly in last place in the division.
Well, how did they build their championship teams before, Kevin? By cheating. But also, because they stunk for 5 or 10 years.
That is true.
And got lots of draft picks. So maybe they're just like, this is the way we know how to do it. We're just restarting. We have to just be bad for 10 years again. And then we can take advantage while we're here.
Okay, well,
as Rangers fans,
I'm going to argue that the Rangers are playing their best baseball of the season right now.
I like it.
Injuries be damned, though I'm really concerned about that. Where would you put the Rangers in the power rankings, or would you like to start right at the top?
So you're inherently saying they're not at the top. Okay.
Wow. If you don't have any faith.
I guess let's start at the top then. It's not the Rangers.
Actually, it is the Texas Rangers. I'm just kidding.
He's like, you didn't even believe that.
I didn't. I did not sell
that. Even the way he said it, he didn't believe it. I feel like Dodgers is a good guess here.
The Los Angeles Dodgers is correct.
All right. Reggie, now it's up to you to win this thing.
I'm going to go with the Atlanta Braves.
Now, Corey, you got the first one right, and you decided to farm out the answer. Some would argue that was a mistake.
Uh-huh.
So let's go back to you for number two. Do you agree with Reggie, or would you like to go in a different direction?
I feel like Reggie's, tell I haven't looked at the standings.
I feel like Reggie's answer was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, I'll look at the standings real quick and change my mind.
Oh.
That's not a bad guess.
The team that I was like, East Coast bias last week, looks like they have earned their right. I will go with the Philadelphia Phillies.
Dodgers are second on the list. Now, do you want to go with Reggie? Do you want to see the Atlanta Braves again?
No, not really.
Probably for the best.
I kind of want to say the Baltimore Orioles.
That is correct.
Is it because
with Kevin's favorite player, man. Colton Cowser?
So the Braves are
he's good.
4-6 in their last 10.
Yeah, that really changed my. I was like, oh, okay. See, guess I have not been keeping up with the NL East.
I just assumed. You know, I just made the assumption that the Braves are just same, rocking dude. Along over there. Ooh, this is a tough one then. I feel like the Braves won't lose too much.
Except for the six games that they lost in the last
game. I mean, that was bad. That was bad.
And that's why they fell. But they fell from number one to number four.
All right.
So the Atlanta Braves are number four.
And you said just moments ago, the Rangers playing the best baseball in the world.
They have all season.
In the history of baseball.
They have all season was the specific verbiage.
So you're suggesting that they're five. Kevin, would you like to take a guess on if the Rangers are number five or not?
High five, they're not.
Okay. So who would you guess at number five?
Does that have to come up with a new answer for five?
Not the Rangers.
Not the Rangers.
Because you just said it's not the Rangers.
All right, you're trying to pull this out of me. Maybe yank this out of me.
The Yankees.
I'm going to go with the New York Yankees. Though, to be fair.
Is he right?
I am right.
Oh.
Because I do have the power rankings pulled up right in front of me.
Reggie, will you do me a favor?
Yes.
And just pull him saying I am right, because I feel like we're going to need that more later down the road. The
Cleveland Guardians are six, and the Texas Rangers are number seven.
That right now, I mean, aside from the Braves who played poorly of late, that's right. Like, that's correct.
For sure.
All those teams are playing better than the Rangers have for this extended period of time.
And let's take a closer focus in on Marcus Semien. In the month of May, 364 batting average with an OPS of 923. That dude has been on fire. There's only been one game this month that he didn't get a hit. And in the last three games, in the last 2 days, he has 10 hits.
Wow.
Think about that. He had four hits, three hits, and three hits.
Yeah, that's great. That's awesome.
So
he loves playing in Oakland.
Yes, fair.
That is like, that's a fact right now, too.
And one of the things that you love about him, obviously, we talk about it, the best ability is availability. And at a time when the Rangers, I know it's mostly pitching we've been talking about, but don't forget all the injuries they've had on the offensive side. The fact that you can just count on him being there, that's a huge deal for the Rangers.
So you're suggesting trade him to Oakland since he loves playing there.
No.
You're saying go ahead and send him for his happiness.
No.
Keep him? Just play in Oakland more often.
Definitely keep him.
And play in Oakland more often.
I mean, if you could pull that off.
I mean, it's
maybe.
Good for him, but look at how things have been going for the team. Like, I know they've won, but these are some tough games.
The Houston Astros continue to be unfairly propped up. They're number 22 on the list, despite the fact that I told you they have the fourth worst record in all of baseball.
Who is the worst team? Because we got a full-blown competition happening for worst team in the league.
Kevin, I saw a headline moments ago that said, Texas Rangers nab World Series champion in surprise trade. And I was like, but he was on our team before.
That's what made him the World Series champion.
Reggie, that is the most technically correct headline I've seen.
So and as stupid. We know.
I hate it.
Technically correct.
I hate it.
It is indeed the best kind of correct.
Disagree this one time.
It is a technically correct headline.
I hate it.
That I do not love. That being said, I think that's between the White Sox and the Rockies. Am I wrong about this?
You are not wrong about that.
All right. I'll go
with the team that just traded the player to the World Series champions from the World Series champions.
I'll go with White Sox as the worst.
White Sox are the worst, followed by the Colorado Rockies.
I mean, if you're selling this early in the year, you got to be the worst, right?
That's a good point. But Colorado might argue with that. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, for the first time in a few days, let's chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Next right here on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
On the line, kept it in. Suter moves into space. Suter moves. Tip score! With Sagan parked in front, and the Stars strike first.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing. It is time for our chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
I'm rattleheady.
Yeah?
How are you?
Is it because, I'm assuming because of Game 2 is coming up tonight, or is there a different reason?
Game 2 is definitely has my anxiety up, but I thought I had dodged a poison ivy on Monday, if you heard the show.
Oh, yeah.
And yesterday and then today, I realized it's just delayed onset. And now I'm in the throes of that. Holy crap, how long is this going to be with multiple like hot spots around my body?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Have you had poison ivy before? As an adult?
I get it almost every time I try to do any kind of yard work that involves weed pulling. If there is any shred of poison ivy in the entire lot, I will have a breakout. And I've played defense. I was using gloves. I was using multiple tools. But I think I've decided now it's only going to be a weed eater and rake situation. Anything beyond that, I'm going to have to bring in somebody that's more tolerant to the poison ivy outbreaks.
I think I'm immune to it. Because I've spent a lot of time around it, and I've never actually gotten poison ivy, like itchiness and or any of that stuff. So if you need some blood, Dawson.
Is that how that works?
I don't know. I don't know how.
I would take a transfusion now if it would get relief.
Yeah. Or some skin. I don't know how it works, Kevin. You're better at that stuff. So
I don't know if I believe that you is figure out scientifically the accurate, but okay.
All right.
Okay, I want to talk about the game twos in just 1 second, but I also want to gauge y'all's interest. Dallas Trinity FC will start playing at Fair Park the weekend of August 16th. That's why they gave the money for the renovations at Cotton Bowl Stadium. It's going to be a new women's pro soccer team.
Let's go.
Interest level in this, I know it'll be right about the time that football is getting ramped up as well. Where do you guys
is this in the NWSL league?
It's part of the new USL Super League. And they did an event today revealing their logo, name of the team, and everything like that. So
USL,
the USL Super League, not the UFL.
Gotcha.
It plays in the fall,
and it's going to be at Fair Park.
I love
or
this
at the Cotton Bowl.
I think it's It's definitely going to be part of the, going to sports plate for me.
Okay.
I will enjoy these. Yeah. Better time of the year, too. Like, it gets too hot up at FC Dallas.
Oh, way too hot. I can see that for sure. Way too hot. But, hey, the fact to go see soccer, women's soccer is such a popular thing now with the television packages and stuff and the new things going on. So a lot of excitement with that game.
Will that get you back into the Cotton Bowl? Because I know you hated the Red River experience.
I'm not going back to the Cotton Bowl. The problem is I did the
gates.
The gates, it's too narrow. It's like 78,000 people through one door. And I experienced
how many people do you think it's built for, really?
It's built for people that are about half the size of me.
Yes.
You know, that they're built for people that went to the games with hats on and ties and stuff like that.
About 5'8".
Not the 250 guy blowing through the door kind of thing.
And that's two things from the past. People used to be thinner, but they also used to look way older.
They were smaller, a lot smaller people.
Yeah, but do you ever look at some old movies and you're like, that person's 35? And you're like, get out of here. Yeah. That person looks 58.
Yeah.
So at least we look younger now.
And a lot of smoking, a lot of drinking going on in that days, But they look nice doing it, though.
They did.
Yeah. And they got old, at like 23. Yeah. They already had like a family of five.
Yeah. If you were already married.
Or Cleaver. Yeah.
No air conditioning.
Yeah. You had to be a lot tougher back in the day.
You did have to be tough.
I could definitely see
and
that.
You didn't have all these antibiotics and steroids pumped into your foods the same way we do now. Which is
rode around without a seatbelt on.
Heck yeah. You could sit in the back of a truck back then.
Sure.
And I mean, we're not that far removed from that. Like, I definitely remember riding in the bed of the truck multiple times.
You ever been on a plane where they had smoking section?
Not that I remember.
But I remember the ashtrays being in the, being in the seats those. Back in the day.
Yeah. Like, there was like three rows and it was packed.
And that was the smoking section.
And everybody was smoking it up in there. Waiting and they're lighting them up back there.
Man, it was not that long ago, 1990, smoking on planes.
Oh, yeah. How about smoking in restaurants?
Yeah.
I mean, just full on smoking in restaurants there.
There's an amazing story about Vince McMahon, because you were talking about the rows you used to smoke in. He hates smoking.
Right.
Well, he hates a lot of things. But
is he well? I've seen pictures. He doesn't look well.
I mean, and he's pretty old, too, and he's got to be, like, I know he's got a lot of money, but he's got to be, like, kind of devastated that they're like, you need to get the F out of your company.
Okay.
And so he sat down next to somebody who lit up a cigarette.
Right.
And he goes, I'll give you $200 to put that, and this is, like, back in the 80s, to put that cigarette out and not smoke the rest of the time. They're like, hey, I paid extra for this ticket, and it was like, I'll give you $500 right now. To put that cigarette, it really helps calm me down. And he goes, all right. They go back and forth, and he goes, I will pay you the price of your ticket for this and $1,000 to just put your cigarette out, not smoke for this flight. And the dude is like, okay.
Yeah, of course. That's a great deal. Right
there. That is a good deal.
But you got to buy me 17 drinks on the way.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure
that'd be a win.
He can facilitate that as well.
If I was sitting on the other side of that deal, I'd be like, hey, hand me that pack of six.
Oh, for sure, right? I'll give you $500 for
my turn. Yeah.
You don't want it. It's mine now.
Yeah.
1995 was the first state. Between 2004 and 2007, they faded it out of all states.
Wow.
Smoking in restaurants.
Man.
But we all remember that, right?
Yep.
No, absolutely.
People just lighten them up, and here we go.
Yeah. Actually, I think, Kevin, when we were working at the newspaper together when they started the ban in Plano. So it was
so not that long.
Yeah, it was a bad day for my dad, man. He was ticked off. Oh, I grew up sitting in the smoking section.
How about the days of, like, if you ever go back and look at, like, the old newsreels, like CBS News, like Walter Cronkite, when they announced the Kennedy assassination?
Oh yeah,
he's got a cigarette burning. While he's making the announcement.
Same thing with Rod Serling. Every time he would talk about the next episode of The Twilight Zone, he's chain smoking that entire time. And they would have little ad breaks, and they're like, hey, this is brought to you by Good Time Cigarettes. All right. I understand they're trailing in both, but the Stars and Mavs don't win game one of series.
They don't.
How are we feeling for both of those teams going into game two tonight?
You know, I'm feeling okay about the Mavs because I feel like we've seen Luka struggle with the knee earlier in the series, and the next game he was better. So I don't think the knee is going to be as big of a problem. I don't think it's getting worse. Now, I guess we could find out more information that, hey, something happened and now he needs extended rest for him to be able to play like he did in Series 1. But for the time being, I think he's going to have a bounce-back good game, and I like the Mavs' chances, and I like the Stars' chances as well. I mean, you don't get up 3-0 in a series or in a game on accident, especially against a team you're seeded higher than. I think what they need to do is the same thing they did in round one, which is to be a little bit more defensive-minded. Okay, let's not fall in love with trying to win 5-4. Let's make the goal to win 1-0, okay? And if they score first, then we'll adjust.
The thing that I worry about, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong here, I think about McKinnon is like Curry in basketball.
Yeah.
At any point, he can do it.
He's always moving, and you can't find him. And it seems that the puck just bounces off corners, bounces off goalies, bounces off posts, and he's standing right there to put it in. And I worry about that. I worry about trying to play defense against a guy, like when, like I say, watching Curry play live, he's always in motion, even without the ball. And I think McKinnon is the same way. And I just worry about him just continually, you know, they just don't have an answer for him.
And in the first two periods, it felt like he was a non-factor, and it took 45 seconds to rock that worldview in the third period. And you're like, oh, crap.
Yeah. See, he figured out they're like, okay, I got to stay moving here. And it's just, you watch him play, and it just pucks gravitate towards him.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just, I know, that's a tough thing. And it's obvious, though, we talk about special teams and stuff like that. You can't go a man down to these guys.
Oh, my God.
They're five-on-five rushes. Are problematic.
Yeah.
And now you're going to play a man down? And why? And Heggy, I heard you talk about, you asked a question, I think it was yesterday, about what did you think about the Stars' power play? Totally disorganized the way that you watch Colorado's.
They got the 5-on-3, neat. Yeah. But other than that,
you're supposed to score on 5-on-3.
Couldn't enter the zone clean at all.
Yeah.
No. I definitely wonder, it looked to me like their legs got a little bit tired after the first period. I thought that would be an opportunity to jump on Colorado early because maybe you get a rusty goaltender there. Yeah. And they did. But the forecheck was just non-existent in the second and third periods. They got a little bit of a rush there in the first few minutes of overtime, got some good looks. But, I still feel decent about the Stars. Really, I'd feel good about the Mavs, but Luka is a huge concern. Luka doesn't look right.
He has to start the game well. I think his demeanor as the game goes is all about how he starts the game.
Yeah, I think he's got to simplify his game as well. He just doesn't have as much bounce, and he's got to account for that, play a little bit different, a little bit more conservatively, and let Kyrie run the show a little more.
I would be intrigued by that as well. What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always, Heggy, thanks so much for asking. We will chat with George Sedano, ESPN, about this matchup and others at 4 o'clock.
All right, looking forward to it. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow. Colby Sapp will be here to host the show alongside with us 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
Goodnight, Kevin.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, We often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.